Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up to Golic and Wingo in the morning and drive home with Danger and Battaglia in the sports bar. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, Bills OTA, open to the media yesterday. And, of course, Matthew Fairburn of the Syracuse Post-Standard was on hand here today to share his thoughts in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're great because whenever we talk to you, Matthew, it's a Friday. It's Fairburn Friday. We branded that. I'm always in a good mood on a Friday. Are we on a need-to-know basis when it comes to Josh Allen taking number ones? Because what does it really matter to the media or to the fans? Or do you think the Bills are just keeping all their options at this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're playing it a little bit safe here. And, you know, when we're in there, he's not really taking reps with the ones, but we're going to get to a point, you know, actually we're at that point now where every practice between now and, you know, the regular season, when they go to the regular season schedule, is going to be open to the media in its entirety. So we're talking about three mini camp practices next week. And, you know, the first, you know, good chunk of training camp is open. And then they usually shut it down after the second preseason game or so. So that means eventually they're not going to be able to play the game anymore, where I think they're being truthful here that they haven't given him any first or second team reps and that he's been mostly with the third team and that they're, you know, trying to bring him along slowly and stick to the plan and this and that. But, you know, if they do start giving them, you know, some first team reps, if he does start working his way in there, we're going to know because now, you know, we get access to mini camp and training camp. So we're going to get a better picture of what's going on. And I think these first few weeks were about getting him comfortable, building his confidence, and making sure that they didn't put too much on his plate too soon. And you're going to get a better idea of where he stands in his development as we get into training camp, because that's when, you know, push comes to shove. I mean, you're going to have to make a decision on a quarterback pretty quickly, you know, not in the first week or anything like that, but you have to start deciding how you're going to divide up reps and what's going to be the case in terms of, you know, preseason games and things like that. So that's when we're going to get a clearer picture. And right now they're playing it, you know, a little bit coy because they can, we're only in there once a week, and B, because I think that's actually part of their plan is to just bring them along slowly and, you know, give Peterman and McCarron the bulk of the reps with the first and second group.
And Matthew, based on your limited sample size, I mean, you haven't been able to see every practice, obviously, but what have you seen out of Josh Allen with the threes? What have you seen? I mean, we've heard reports Nathan Peterman looks great. I mean, it's June, it's shorts and T-shirts, but, you know, McCarron, Peterman, Allen, your thoughts on the Bills quarterback core?
It's an interesting group. It's funny because, you know, this is not the first time I've watched a three-way quarterback competition. And I remember, you know, the last time, it took a little while before you start to notice trends and you start to see things in guys and you pick up on how people are talking about the different quarterbacks. And it's still early, like you said, shorts and T-shirts. It's June. Peterman had a great day yesterday. That was the best day he's had in a long time. I had not been impressed throughout the spring until that point, but yesterday he was definitely clicking, and he's got some good chemistry with some of these receivers. He's getting the ball out of his hands quickly and starting to look a little bit more comfortable. I think AJ McCarron has kind of been relatively steady. He hasn't blown me away too often, hasn't made a ton of mistakes, almost similar to Matt Castle in that regard in the last three-way quarterback competition we were tracking. And then Josh Allen has had some high moments. I mean, you see the arm and you see the athleticism and, you know, just the raw ability that got him drafted in the top 10. We've also seen some mistakes. He threw an interception again yesterday. But what I like that I've seen from him is that he's still taking those chances with the football, and the interceptions aren't, you know, a result of terrible throws or an inability. It's aggressiveness. And I think that's something that's been missing from this, you know, position here in Buffalo for quite a while. So I've seen some good things out of him. I've seen moments from all three guys. And usually I think, you know, the real separation comes in training camp, but, you know, we'd be foolish to think that they're not establishing, you know, some sort of pecking order at the moment, because, you know, everything counts. And this chunk of the spring is important for installing the offense and getting a jump start and hitting the ground running in training camp. So they've all had their moments, but, you know, it's still wide open, I think.
Matthew Fairburn, Syracuse Post Standard, our guest here in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. When you talk about it, I'd have to guess that, you know, most of the offense has been installed. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And if that's true, Matthew, how big is a hurdle is this for Zay Jones? Knowing, okay, they think he'll be back for training camp, but this being a brand new offense, the road ahead for Zay Jones, what does it look like?
It's a tough one, that's for sure. I mean, there's a reason, you know, players make a big jump between their first and second season, and it's because they get the full off-season program. And for Zay Jones to miss out on a really big chunk of that, especially with the on-field portion, that's tough. I think that's, you know, you mentioned the new offense. That's definitely part of it, but you also are looking at a guy who needs to develop some chemistry with these quarterbacks, and he's a guy that they should be expecting him to make a pretty significant step forward. And so I'll be interested to see how quickly he can get on the field in training camp, because you can only learn so much in the classroom and taking mental reps and things of that nature. You need to be on the field because developing a connection with these quarterbacks is going to be important. Now, on the flip side, they don't have a ton at wide receiver. You know, not to belittle any of the guys that are there. I think, you know, a few of them have definitely made some splash plays and, you know, been pretty impressive at times. But the job is his for the taking if he's healthy and ready to take that step. But, you know, that's sort of penciled in for him. But he still has to go out and earn it. That's the way this regime operates. So he needs to get healthy, and he better be in that playbook, because, you know, he needs to hit the ground running when he's physically cleared to play. And he better hope that sooner rather than later.
At Matthew Fairburn on Twitter, Matthew Fairburn of the Syracuse Post-Standard joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. I'm looking forward to training camp like a lot of Bills fans are. I'm looking forward to preseason games, because I think with all of the competition, not just a quarterback, but at wide receiver, also on the offensive line, you're really going to be able to see these camp battles kind of play out through performance, through their actions. A camp darling from last year, Matthew, getting some reps with the first team at wide receiver. Tell us about Brandon Riley yesterday.
Yeah, he had a pretty good day, and he's a guy that is clicking with Nathan Peterman, and that's been the case, you know, dating back to last year. And, you know, it's part of why Nathan Peterman impressed in training camp and preseason, and it's part of why Brandon Riley stood out, because those guys have a good connection. And, you know, Peterman seems pretty comfortable with Kelvin Benjamin and Jeremy Curley as well, but I counted three times that he and Brandon Riley connected during team drills, and you know, they connected for a touchdown a few weeks ago. So this is a, you know, something that isn't new. It's, you know, obviously Brandon Riley was turning a lot of heads last summer, and heading into the spring, Malachi Dupree was actually one of the guys that was, you know, getting a little bit more run than Brandon Riley with that first team. But he had a hamstring injury that, you know, held him out this week. So that opened the door for Brandon Riley. And that's kind of been the way that he's made his mark all along, is injuries and other, you know, situations open the door, and he just sticks around. He just, you know, finds a way to make the most of his opportunity and, you know, hangs around when he does. So I'm interested to see how he does, you know, in his second training camp in preseason, because he's a guy, when the pads come on, I think he plays his best football. And right now the Bills really need help at wide receiver. And he's a guy that could, you know, work his way into a role here. And it's a crowded room, but it's not a room with any clear cut, you know, top choices. So I think he has every opportunity to earn a spot.
Matthew Fairburn talking some Bills football with us from the Syracuse Post-Standard. Our guest next week, it is the mandatory minicamp, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So other than the mandatory part, Matthew, and other than the fact that you guys get to observe all the practices next week, is there anything different between the OTAs and minicamp?
You know, other than it being mandatory, not necessarily, other than what you mentioned, a lot of it is the same. I think minor rules here and there, more of what they can do and what they can't do. But, you know, you're still looking at, not a super important part of the schedule. I mean, everything should be taken with a grain of salt here. But the fact that it's mandatory would normally apply, you know, make it a little more newsworthy, like in New England, where they're waiting for Tom Brady and Gronk to show up. But the Bills have had pretty good attendance. So, the mandatory portion of this shouldn't be a whole lot different. I mean, Shady McCoy's been here. Calvin Benjamin's been here. You know, all the big names have been here. There's no real contract disputes hanging over this team at the moment. So, from that standpoint, it should be business as usual. But I think we learn a bit more because we get to see sort of a full week of practice unfold as opposed to one day in a week of four or five practices. Because, Nathan Peterman looked great yesterday, but for all we know, on Tuesday, he could have thrown five interceptions and we wouldn't know. Nobody would know because, it's closed. So yeah. I think that's the interesting part about minicamp, is that we get to see a few of these days stacked together.
Matthew, clear up what we saw yesterday on the offensive line. Who were getting reps where? We heard Ryan Groy was getting some reps at center, Bodine behind him. What's going on with the offensive line and who's looking good?
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be a legitimate competition between Ryan Groy and Russell Bodine. And those are that's the only spot where we've seen change in the practice that we've seen. This spring it's been Deion Dawkins at left tackle, Vlad Dukas at left guard. Groy and Bodine have both gotten time at center, and then it's John Miller at right guard and Jordan Mills at right tackle, and there hasn't been too much change there. Now, Connor McDermott has been the backup left tackle. Marshall Newhouse has played a little tackle, a little bit of guard, and they've kind of rotated things that way. So I would say probably Newhouse and the centers are sort of the unknowns in terms of where they're going to slot in and how they're going to fit. But it looks like the front runners for the starting jobs are those four guys I mentioned, Dawkins, Dukas, Miller, and Mills, because right now they're getting all the reps. And that's a position where you want to get your guys in place sooner rather than later so they can start gelling as a five-man unit.
Matthew Fairburn, certainly worth a follow on Twitter, at Matthew Fairburn. If you go through his timeline right now, you'll see, if go back to Monday, if we could, Matthew, you went out to cover Jim Kelly's charity golf tournament. Tell us your impression of talking to Kelly.
Yeah, well, he's not in as great a shape as a lot of people wish he would be, but it's just still always so great to see him fighting and being in such great spirits despite everything he's going through. And it's occurred to me over the 4 years that I've covered that event is just how much it lifts him up, and how much it really means to him to have all those guys there. And, I was even surprised that he spoke with us as long as he did, just because I know it hurts him to physically hurts to talk, because of his jaw. So it's definitely always a sort of an emotional event for people, because it means a lot to Jim because of, the causes that it supports, but also just to see everybody out there supporting him and, having his back in the fight he's going through. And, the fact that he's getting the Jimmy V Award is well-deserved, and I think that'll be a great moment for Bills fans. But, just cool to see him in such great spirits and, continuing to fight. And, he just said, he's like, at this point, I don't even get fazed by, negative updates or anything. He's like, I've been through it all. I know there's a plan for me, and I'm just going to, keep doing what I can as long as the Lord allows me to. So he's in a good spot, mentally and he's getting there physically. He's got another surgery coming up, but I think the ESPYs will be a pretty cool moment for him and for this fan base.
Matthew, is he trying to do too much? I mean, we already know how tough he is. He doesn't have to prove it to anybody, but, you know, mentioning that other surgery that he has coming up this month and then a quick turnaround where he's got his camp and the ESPY Awards. I mean, his little rest needs to be in there too, right? I mean, is Jim Kelly trying to do too much?
I mean, he seems like he can handle it. I mean, obviously, he's not in the best of shape just because of, you know, those surgeries definitely took a toll. But I feel like he can't miss that golf tournament. I know he missed it the one year, which was the year I got here. And, you know, you just could tell it wasn't, you know, he hated to have to miss it. And it kind of left a dark cloud over it a little bit. And, you know, he's going to get out there and he's going to do everything he can do. And I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I don't know his, you know, all the ins and outs of his medical situation. And I'm sure he's resting up as often as he can. But I can also, you know, see that it lightens him up and brightens his day to be at these types of things. And I think on some level, again, I'm not a medical professional, but I think that type of stuff helps, you know, being out there and forgetting about what's going on and, you know, being with people who care about you and, you know, people who are there for you can brighten your mood and your spirit. And, you know, I think it's good for him in a way. He said he wasn't sure what he'd be able to do at the football camp because that's going to be shortly after another surgery. But I have a feeling he'll be out there. You know, wouldn't be surprised if he's slinging the ball around a little bit.
Well, Matthew, I can tell you that my co-host was completely demoralized to see Jim Kelly in that tee box hitting it long and straight. So no matter what kind of, you know, he's in good, he is in better shape than a lot of us are, and we're not
better
going through what he's going through. Yeah.
He smoked that drive. I was a little worried. I'm thinking, because he's like, I haven't swung a club in like over a year. And he's stepping into the tee box. I'm thinking, all right, well, let's see what he's got. And he piped it right down the middle. I mean, he smoked it. I was like, two of them, too. He had two, you know, long drives. I mean, man, he's still better than I am at golf. So yeah. I think he's hanging in there pretty good.
Matthew Fairburn, Syracuse Post Standard, you know, next week mini camp, then you get some time off. Now, the important question here is, did you pick a date for the wedding yet, or are you going to kick the can down the road the next offseason on that?
Oh, we picked a date. It'll be next offseason. It'll be next June, late June, we're doing it. So we've had that penciled in for a while, but we're firmly right in the gap, the break between mini camp and training camp.
Yes, that is. She is a keeper.
Good strategy.
She is a keeper.
She's smart. She knows what this job is, and she knows when the maximum amount of time we'll be able to dedicate to it and do the honeymoon and all that. So worked out well that there were dates open then, and we were able to get it done right there late June and take a honeymoon in early July. So it'll work out well.
It's awesome. Way to maximize your time, Matthew. Like a veteran, and yep. He's not even married yet. And just, you know, I mean, remember our words of wisdom, Matthew, continuous negotiation. And it seems like you've already figured out that marriage is a continuous negotiation. So you and your bride-to-be will certainly enjoy your time next offseason. And I'm sure you're looking forward to your time off this offseason. We're almost there. Mandatory mini camps next week, Matthew. We look forward to talking to you again real soon, all right?
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Enjoy your weekend. Matthew Fairburn of the Syracuse Post-Standard.
Yeah, as the Bills mandatory, we'll catch up with Matthew one last time, hopefully next week, as Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll get full reports every day. So that'll be a benefit. We'll get a clearer picture when you see a full week of practice. But then things go dark. Then we got to wait until St. John Fisher College, and no, we don't have that schedule yet for Fisher. I mean, to me, if I were running the, you know, the Visitors Association or something like that, yeah, it still is a draw for people out of town. You can't plan your time in Rochester, though, when you don't know when the team's going to be training, so we're still waiting on those dates out of Fisher.
If you missed our conversation with Matthew Fairburn of the Syracuse Post-Standard, we'll have it for you on demand shortly at the all-new ESPN Rochester.com. We're going to take a break. Masterstroke is a regular on our show. We work with Masterstroke. If you're unfamiliar with Masterstroke, Chris, he works in our sales department. He is...
He's super fan.
He is super fan. Yeah, we've got the rose-colored glasses ready for him to put on. This was masterstroke last year prior to the benching of Tyrod Taylor.
This is a masterstroke by McDermott.
Anything more than what Tyrod did last week, I would consider thriving for a Buffalo Bills quarterback.
Then that should be Peterman's stats after the first quarter.
Peterman is going to make mistakes.
He might not make it out of the first half.
I have been waiting since week one. And I think that Peterman, from everything we've seen in preseason and in the little bit in New Orleans, I think he's the man.
Dom, I'm warning you.
You watch, Gene.
You are crazy. Why can't it be us? Dude, you're going to be so disappointed.
I'm not. Monday. There is no way I'm going to be disappointed Monday.
Famous last words.
Wah, wah.
So Masterstroke has a rosy outlook, as always, this offseason for the Buffalo Bills.
Is he going to set himself up?
He's got some points he's got laid out. Now, I think the thing that pushed him over the edge is there's an SI piece out right now where the writer predicts all of the team's records for the 2018 season.
Oh, so he's going to put this writer on blast then?
He has the Bills at 2-14, and that rubs Masterstroke the wrong way. So he'll be joining us here in a few minutes. Before we get to Masterstroke, though, we've got I'll Drink to That on the way. We'll give you some provocative thoughts from around the world of sports, some thoughts on what we saw last night. Plenty of thoughts on the world of sports with I'll Drink to That on the way in a few minutes here in the Sports Bar with Danger Patega. You know what you should get for Fairburn?
We'll have to do some sort of stag or something like that come next year.
Load up. Get those cigars.
Yeah, cigars. If you're planning a stag or you just need heading home tonight and you're thinking about being on the deck doing some grilling, need a nice cigar, it's Mad Hatter's Hideaway. It's over there today, Danger. Full selection. 300 varieties of cigars. The walk-in humidor. This is the place you want to go if you're a cigar aficionado. Or maybe you're that once or twice a year cigar shopper. Meaning, oh, it's the holidays. Or meaning, oh, it's Father's Day. Hey, Father's Day is next Sunday, not this one, but the following one when you want to get to Mad Hatter's Hideaway. Mad Hatter's Hideaway, just south of the 104 on Culver Road. And when you stop in, tell them you heard about it here on the Sports Bar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.